With the Bulldog Rewind for September the 4th, this is Holmes Community College Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. Holmes Community College Bulldog football team opened the 2013 campaign with a 54-14 loss to Jones County Junior College on Thursday in Goodman. The Bulldogs' only scores came from a 26-yard touchdown pass from Payne Horan to Daniel Huffines with 12:48 left in the second quarter. Cole Ballard's extra point tied the game at 7 at that point. Holmes later scored in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes and 2 seconds to go when Horan scored from 8 yards out. Cole Ballard's kick was good, but by that time the Bobcats had pulled away. Horan finished the game 20 of 40 for 214 yards and one touchdown with no interceptions. He ran the ball 19 times for 21 yards and a touchdown. Terry Striplett was a Bulldogs leading rusher with 42 yards on one carry on a fake punt. Leading receiver was Huffines, who had 6 catches for 91 yards and a touchdown. We're sitting here with Bulldog wide receiver Daniel Huffines. And Daniel, the radio crew chose you as player of the game the other night. I know you had some good numbers, right at 100 yards receiving. And just give me some thoughts on your performance against Jones.
Right. The numbers look good, but I still had some mistakes that I worked hard to practice this week to correct. Got to do a better job with the blocking. But it was a good week for us. As an offense, we just got to come out and execute better as the weeks go on.
Tell me about the play. It was an awesome catch, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures of JUCO Weekly of you diving, catching that ball. Tell me exactly as much as you can without giving the exact play. I mean, what kind of route was it and things like that?
Right. It was a corner route. That is 15-yard corner route, and quarterback Payne just put it on the money to where it was only I was the only one that really that could make a play on the ball, and it just happened to fall in my hands at the right time.
I mean, he pretty much dove for it like Superman, so.
Yes, sir.
Overall this week, you know, it was a disheartening loss against Jones. Just things just didn't work out the right way and just went bad. It started bad and ended up bad, but what have y'all done to correct us this week?
Really been trying to capitalize on special teams, because that was where we had in film study, we talked about how we had a 35-point swing just off of special teams alone. So we've been trying to correct the special teams, and then really just got to execute more with the game plan.
Coming in to Thursday night, Gulf Coast is number one team in the country. So what exactly is your feelings on that?
It's really exciting. You know, all the coaches were talking about how they've only played the number one team a handful of times, so it's a really special opportunity to go out there and make a name for ourselves and, you know, get back on track.
You got Gulf Coast this week and then start division play next week. How important is it to get some things right in before that division play starts?
Oh, it's very important to get clicking right before we go into the North play. So we're trying to go out there and make sure we're clicking on all cylinders by this week. That way we can just roll in the next week and keep the momentum rolling.
As you remember last year, Northeast game was some kind of circus. You had some circus act that night down at Madison Central. What you remember was that? Did he kind of throw that ball at the pylon, or you kind of stepped on the sideline trying to score?
It was another same play, pretty much the pylon, and he threw it right at the pylon, just jumped up, and it was right there.
Yeah, it was good. So, well, Danny, we appreciate it, and we look forward to Thursday night.
Yes, sir.
For your Bulldog Rewind, this has been Sports Information Director Steve Diffie.